Hi, this is Gregory Possman with the monthly message for January 2018. And the noise that you hear in the background, if there is any, is probably the wind outside my office. I'm here in Boone, North Carolina, and it is a very windy day, so it's quite early in the morning. However, we are having some pretty turbulent wind, and if you hear some wind in the background, that's exactly what's going on. We are on the precipice of a new year, the year 2018, which is a 2-year, and I'm very curious as to what the message is going to be. So without further ado, you can listen, and I believe that we will be taken through a short exercise to prepare us for 2018. Talk to you soon. Greetings, we are the one who is called the Archangel Michael, some call us Mikael, you can call us whatever you like. We would ask you to breathe, and as you sit on the precipice of the year 2018, perhaps you are feeling a tremendous amount of frustration, for that is what we are monitoring inside of this man. For many, many years, we have been teaching humanity how to create, how to manifest their desires. He is not frustrated about his own desires, for indeed, 99.5% of those have come true. He is very well contented with his own life. What he is frustrated about is the world, the state of affairs on the planet Earth. And for years we have been talking about change. And that change is taking place, but he fears it is taking place in the wrong direction. And all of you may be feeling that frustration. For those of you who are spiritually oriented, those of you who are listening to this message, you are possibly wondering why things have not changed more rapidly. You are possibly wondering why the world has not become one heart, one love, unified, part of one totality or one being. We are not talking about being governed by one unit, so to speak. We are not talking about the Illuminati taking over. We are not talking about world control. No. We are talking about heart control. In other words, beings of the heart making a beautiful existence, a beautiful planet, and a beautiful life for all of those involved. We must take you back just a moment and give you the opportunity to remember that you are the creator of your own life. And although things in the political world and things in the global world may not be taking the direction that you would like, it is important to remember that what is happening on the surface and what is happening underneath are two entirely different situations. And indeed it is a truth that the shadow side of the world is coming out in a way that one could not even have imagined, and that humanity is being given a sign, an omen, if you will, that indeed it is time for the heart to come forth. It is time for love, compassion, a complete and total lack of judgment and prejudice to rule the day, so to speak. And if you cannot see that happening amongst your leaders, perhaps You can feel it happening within yourself. Because the truth of the matter is this: the politics of the day, the governments of the country, the land, and the earth are not reflecting the will of the people. And we are not advocating anarchy. We are not advocating rebellion. Unless you want to see rebellion within you. In other words, the ability to move into your heart and to feel love and compassion. And that love and compassion can rule your own life. So allow yourself to breathe. Encouraging your mind to go to sleep. And give yourself permission to imagine that you are seated on the ground on a very soft space. And in front of you appears a baby animal. Perhaps it's a fawn. Perhaps it's a little tiny fox cub. Perhaps it's a baby rabbit. A little tiny baby raccoon. Or some other kind of animal. And all it does is lie there, very still, looking at you with big, soft eyes. And then you notice another type, another variety of animal, a different animal, but another baby animal. And another, until an entire variety of forest animals, all tiny ones, all babies, lying down in front of you. And your heart opens, and you feel kind of compassion for these small defenseless creatures. And all of a sudden, a little tiny human baby is lying in front of you. No, it is not the baby Jesus, so to speak. Although you might have assumed that. No, it is not that. It is your own soul. Your own tiny, innocent soul. It is that part of you that doesn't judge. It is that part of you that does not play the jury. It is that part of you that loves unconditionally. It is that part of you that sees the world from a completely unprejudiced, unbiased place called the soul. For indeed, the soul is not tarnished by the illusion it witnesses. Unlike the mind, the soul is able to discern, to discriminate, not judge, but to see clearly, to see that all of this illusion is temporary, to see the good, the best, and the most optimistic, like the tiny, innocent little baby in front of you, surrounded by all of these baby forest animals. And there is peace between them. They are not harassing or disturbing one another. They are sitting there very peacefully and quietly watching you. And why would they be watching you as you sit there in that very natural, peaceful place? They're looking to you for guidance. They're looking to you for direction. They're looking to you, waiting with great patience to see how you are going to respond, to see how you are going to act, to see what you are going to create. And isn't that a brilliant question to ask yourself? What am I going to create in the year 2018? Am I going to allow my frustration, my anger, my rage, my insolence to rule me? Or am I going to go into the quiet space of the little baby in front of me? Am I going to go into the innocence? Am I going to let go of my sarcasm? Am I going to respond with the unconditional love I was born in, with, and that exists all around me? Am I going to let that bubble of light shine through in the year 2018, ruled by compassion, ruled by unconditional love, ruled by lack of judgment? Am I going to let the unconditional love of Sananda, oversoul of the Christ energy, as Jesus Christ energy, become the guiding light for my own existence? Perhaps it is the light of the Buddha for you. Perhaps it is the light of the one creator, remaining nameless, for this has nothing to do with religion. This has to do with your own soul. This has to do with the guidance that you receive from deep within you, that candlelight, that flame called your soul. This has to do with your ability to step outside of yourself and watch yourself as if you were a witness, not suppressing, not ignoring, and not denying your frustration, but rather giving yourself permission to step beyond it and to take action, to move, to do some random act of kindness toward another, to change their life, and thereby changing yours. Forgive the man. In other words, giving yourself permission to make your world a better place. Reaching out and feeding one or all of those baby animals sitting there waiting for your response. Reaching out to that tiny baby human being in front of you, soothing it, and saying, I will reply in kind to you. I will listen to your guidance, my soul. I will calm the beast inside of me. I will allow my shadow side to go back to sleep. Not ignoring it. No, indeed. Acknowledging it. Recognizing my frustration. Recognizing the beast within me. And choosing not to allow the beast to dictate my behavior, my manner, and my actions. But allowing the innocence the dignity, the deity inside of me to govern my actions in kindness, in compassion, and in unconditional love, not only to those around me, regardless of their color, their politics, their philosophy or lack of it, their point of view, matters not, because deep within them there is a little baby called their soul. And if I can look hard enough, if I can see far enough, deep enough into their being, instead of adding fuel to the fire of division, instead of calling them out and making them wrong, judging them, I will give myself permission to feel the love and compassion that we of the angelic realm feel for all of humanity, regardless of their deeds, regardless of their philosophy, regardless of the demon inside of them for sleeping under that demon. Deep within them is that innocent little child called love and compassion. And if that can come forth, if all of humanity can acknowledge the tiny little baby called the soul inside of them, if that baby can be born inside of each of you, the world you desire to create all around you can become reality. And that, of course, is the key. Let that child not only be born inside of you, let it rule your world. We are not asking you to become naive. We're not asking you to stop paying attention to what's going on around you. We are asking you to awaken, to find your awareness, and to give yourself permission to rally, to create, to manifest and bring forth the peace, the love and the compassion, the understanding and the tolerance that the Creator God, Goddess, all that is, designed the earth to be. Peace, harmony, and balance to each of you. We honor the divine soul within. Welcome back. That was the Archangel Michael, or Mikael as he calls himself. So, on this, the precipice of 2018, as we continue on into the new year, and as it becomes the old year, which it will over time, I hope that you create in your life everything that you desire, including health, prosperity, an abundance of friends and loved ones around you, and most important, self-appreciation for who you are. self-love, as we sometimes call it. This is Gregory Possman, over and out.